your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on The Gathering Radio Show.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to The Gathering here on the Para-X Network. And we're both here tonight.
Woohoo!
I'm so excited to be here. And this is Heidi, by the way.
Yeah.
And we've got Stephanie here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Stephanie's here. Heidi is back.
Heidi's back.
And I apologize to Stephanie. I owe a huge apology for I goofed up my schedule last week. And so I appreciate Jerry, Stephanie's partner in crime and host of The Calling on Wednesdays, for stepping in for me last week. So thank you, Jerry. But yeah, we're back and we're ready to rock.
Yep, we are. You know, stuff happens. And tonight we had a little bit of tech happening because we couldn't, for some reason, there was a huge echo. So we are doing old school with just our computer for audio. So if it's a little echoey, we apologize, but it was better than what it was before. So
yeah, we were struggling with the audio.
We don't know why.
Maybe the solar flare or something.
Yeah, exactly. You just never know for sure.
We'll call it a solar flare.
Yeah.
And we're at Superfan Anita's tonight.
Yay! Woo! We have not been here since April,
right?
It's been a couple of months.
Anita is an amazing traveler.
Yes.
And has been off and on.
She's been everywhere. Asia, Europe, the United Kingdom, Ireland, for God's sakes. I mean, come on.
Yeah. So we are back, and it's fun.
It's fun.
Glad to be back.
I know. Yay! Me too. Yay. So oopta. So Heidi, what's been happening in your world? I know a lot. So
what hasn't been happening?
Yeah.
It's been crazy. One of the reasons I missed last week, as I'm in the process of moving, I finished my degree. I was traveling. Then I came back, and the following week I moved. So it's been a crazy few weeks, and I just am still a little bit out of sorts. I did not only screw up our show last week, I also screwed up more appointments than I care to admit to. So I can tell something is not lining up yet with me and my life. So, but that's fine. That's how it goes.
Yeah. It'll get better.
We've had some fun activities. We had an investigation at the Bakken Museum last week on Friday, and it was the most active that it's been out of every time I've been there.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. It was like they were really happy we were back. You could tell they were just, you know, when you haven't seen someone for a long time and you just want to talk.
Yeah.
No one can talk enough because you just have so much to say.
Yeah.
It felt like that.
Yeah.
That energy. And every group, because we had four groups, that we did four rotations, and every group said the same thing. It was just busy.
Because everybody's all excited.
Yeah.
Kind of like we were tonight, too. The minute we got here, we were like,
right? Well, you know, we didn't see each other last week.
And then, you know, the audio went bad, and, you know, whatever it is, what it is.
Yeah.
You know, we'll survive.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll survive. It's all good.
So it was it was a really fun event last week, and I'm excited to go back. I did start going through evidence. We've gotten some good evidence from it. Mm-hmm. I played that audio for you tonight, and we had some fun with some of the spirits there. They're funny at this place.
Yeah.
They were mimicking one of the things that I asked them to work with us on, and they mimicked it instead of finished it. And I thought, well, that's funny. So, and there were some other things too that they were just, and they were lighting everything up. And right before the end of one of our rotations, we were in one of these rooms and it was like every piece of equipment just started lighting up. And it reminded me of...
I love it when that happens.
Right?
Yes.
It was just at the end, and it reminded me of the grand finale of a fireworks show.
Ah!
You know, like everything's lighting up.
So they were saying, hasta la vista, this was fun.
Yeah. And, you know, we said we're coming back next month, and everything was lighting up. Just yeah. Crazy. It was fun. We had a good time. So, yeah, it was... We had a good time at that, and so I'm excited for next month.
When is it next month?
The 28th of July. That's a Saturday.
Oh, we'll be at UFO Days in Elmwood. Otherwise, I was going to say I would come. When's the next one after that?
I think we have one in August. And it's just investigating. And then we have some other events in the fall. But yeah. It's just, that place is cool. And we have a good time. So.
Yeah. Awesome.
And I received, again, and I don't know if we've talked about this, but I got another Ouija board in the mail.
Oh, jeez.
Because I have it on my site that if people want to get rid of them and want me to take care of it, just mail it to me.
Yes.
And this gal is sweet, and she's like, I'll pay you. And I said, no, just mail it. Just pay for the postage, and I don't care. Then we're good. I said, it's my service to the community, mm-hmm. you know, to take these off people's hands. And so if you're local and you can drop it off, great. But if you're not, and she was from... This one was from Florida.
Oh, and wow. So, came a long way.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how she found me, but she said that out of everybody that she's looked at, I was the one that she felt she could trust.
That's good.
Which was nice.
Yes.
I was happy to hear that. So so she sent it, and I got to the studio the other day, and there's this big box sitting outside the door. And I kind of wonder, and I always think this would be funny, is if one of them was really, like, just jacked up. And because the office for the building is right across the hall
from me. Yes, it is.
And wouldn't it be funny if that thing just started jumping around while someone was walking by? I just think that would be funny. And you know, not that it would be funny, because I'd probably get in trouble. But
they would probably kick you out of that
place. I mean, they might wonder, like, if there's something alive in there, and what am I doing in there? Yeah.
So Mexican jumping beans on Quaaludes or something.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So that's crazy. But I just think it would be funny if that actually happened.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's crossed my mind, because they don't actually know what's in those boxes that come.
Wow.
So anyway, so I've got another one of those, and I'll keep you guys posted when I shut it down.
Yeah.
Tim and I will do it. We do those together. So
So that'll be fun to hear about too.
Yeah. So how about you?
So, well, Jerry and I went down to Elmwood. There's a farm that has all kinds of activity there, paranormal activity, Bigfoot activity, and UFO activity. And the man who owns it, it's not a working farm anymore. So apparently his family owns a lot of property, and this one is just kind of abandoned. But they keep stuff in the barns, and they, you know, plow the fields and use the fields and stuff. But when he used to live there, he claims there was, you know, he's seen several UFOs, several flying saucers that would come in. And I mean, he's saw something. You know, I always say, I believe he believes what he saw.
Mm-hmm.
But until I see something.
Right.
But also, it's very squatchy down there. I think we need to bring the team down there and go through this and see if we can find prints or anything. You know, and he's really excited about that, too. He said,
seen UFO?
He's only seen UFO.
Okay.
He said that many years ago when he was a kid. So this was a lot of years ago, but he said one of the neighbor kids was down in it's in the valley down there, and lots of places for Bigfoot to hide, which is what I've always thought, actually, since we've been doing this. This would be a great place for Bigfoot. But he was doing something, and he was shooting a bow and arrow, or I don't remember what exactly this kid was doing, but he looked up, and there was this tall creature there that had hair all over him, and he was really big, and he just stood there, and he got so scared, this kid... He peed his pants and ran 2 miles back to his house and told his mom to shut all the windows, lock all the doors, that big man was going to come and get him. And Bubba, he was scared to death.
Aww.
You know? And so this guy that owns this property, the property owner, said, so do you think? I said, I don't know. I said, this is the kind of terrain that we usually look in. It's heavily wooded. It's got, you know, river running through it. I said, it could be. And he said, on the other side of the hill there, it's like swampy, which is
we
know that's really squatchy area. Mm-hmm. So I told him we will have to set a time, and whoever can come down will come down, and we'll walk through his property and see what we can find.
Cool.
You know, it's easy. It's an hour drive. So
Cool.
You know, yeah. But we didn't see any UFOs. We saw some interesting things. And, you know, I think you need to spend a little bit more time than we had available to us. We were down there for a few hours, you know, and we had, because Jerry's filming for UFO Days and the gal that's in charge of that whole event, Amy was there with us as well. So it was fun. So, you know, it was the owner of the property and this Amy and, you know, this owner of the property is very intuitive as well. And he said that house has lots of spiritual activity, which it does. I mean, we could feel it. And so we walked into this old abandoned house and there was definitely something there, but it left quickly, you know. So he's intuitive as well. So, you know, cool. We always say people who are intuitive like that are open to many different things, not just spirits, but UFOs, Bigfoots, you know, the whole nine yards. So, and very interesting.
Paranormal doesn't discriminate when you're sensitive.
Yep. Nope.
So
absolutely not. So well, that was cool. Fun. Yeah, it was very fun. So anyway, and now we're back, and our team is going squatching this week.
Yes.
And it's the summer solstice this week.
It is.
So, you know, there's a lot of magic in the air. So, you know, we always have this theory that, you know, Bigfoot is from another dimension as well. So maybe he'll just pop through when this, you know, all this craziness is happening.
That would be cool.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see because we haven't been to this area when it's been warm out. I mean, it's been warm for like spring and late winter, but not this kind of warm with all the vegetation.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how different it is.
Well, and it's just been you and I and Katie that have been there. So this time there's going to be all of us except for Gina who will be there this time. So we'll have, you know, six pairs of eyeballs looking around. So we should camp overnight, Karin is saying.
No.
I think we'd be so bit up, we wouldn't know what to do.
We'd be covered with insects.
Oh, and we have to keep that for later on in the summer and fall, I think, to camp. But I think it'll be really interesting. And I think the girls who haven't seen this, what we call the stick structure quadrant, will be quite amazed.
Yeah.
They will be quite amazed. And we're going to take all kinds of photographs of the ends, you know, because one of the things, Matt Moneymaker was on Jerry's show last week, and he pointedly asked him about stick structures. And everything he said that was a true stick structure for Bigfoot is exactly what we found.
Oh, cool.
And one of the things he said was, you have to look at the ends of the sticks. Are they broken or are they cut? Because, of course, if they're cut, it's a man-made thing.
Right.
And none of ours have
none
been
cut,
cut. And they've all been placed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Jerry asked him a lot of pointed questions, like about, you know, we've heard about these other structures that have had multiple layers and windows, and he laughed out loud and said, yeah, no, that's not Bigfoot.
Right.
So at any rate, you know, it was a good interview. If any of you are interested in listening to it, I'm sure it's on the Callings website. I'm not trying to, you know, advertise for them, but it was a good interview. And Matt Moneymaker is, I think he's a really, he's phenomenal. So anyhow, enough about that. So our topic tonight is intuition and opening ourselves up to different things.
Mm-hmm. Right. And this is a topic that I get really passionate about it. Maybe I get passionate about lots of topics, I guess, when it comes to the paranormal or spiritual, the spirit realm. But I deal with a lot of people on a regular basis that are intuitive and that want to develop it, learn how to manage it, get rid of it, whatever. And so I'll just start, and Stephanie, I know that you've had the experiences too, you know, I mean, on how to work with this and develop it and be safe and manage it and all that stuff. One of the things that I talk to people about when they're first getting started is if they're ready to do something, you know, whether they're intuitive or not, or, you know, they're struggling with it and need to figure it out, I always stop them. I stop people first and I'm like, here's the deal. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because one of the things my first foremost go-to when it comes to people that are intuitive is, you know, because we're here to be human.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to have these human experiences. We're spiritual beings having a human experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's get the human thing figured out first. Let's get that settled before we start ripping open the door to the spirit realm.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the things that I really like to work with people on first is how to get themselves in a place where they feel grounded and connected and centered.
Mm-hmm.
And that isn't always a quick process.
No.
Right?
It's not.
Because that involves healing work.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there could be traumas and, you know, different events, situations that are that need to be worked through. And what people don't understand is that by not doing that first,
mm-hmm.
working in the spirit realm or opening yourself up intuitively or developing your intuition to a greater degree, you're opening to something that no one can tell you how it's going to be.
Yes, that's true.
No one on this planet is going to be able to tell you this is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I would rather take the caution first,
mm-hmm.
and work on myself first, because what can happen is we open this spiritual door, you know, whether it's by choice or it happened on accident, or we were born with it or whatever, but it can knock us off our game,
mm-hmm.
if we're not centered and as healthy as we can be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So here we get all this spiritual energy and this overwhelming wave of information, you know, if we're opening ourselves up to spirit, which we're then piling on top of old traumas or new traumas or emotional situations or the fact that we can't handle things emotionally because we haven't grown and developed that part of our being yet. It's too much sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, we can all probably either think of it in a way that we've lived it or know someone that's lived it.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be really dangerous.
Yes. Very, very much so. And I think you need to learn for sure how to ground yourself. If nothing else, you need to know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important.
The first, because people want to know, they first ask me how to protect themselves so they can just fling the door open for spirit.
Yeah, like, no, don't do that. Don't just fling the door open.
Right. And you can't protect yourself unless you're grounded.
That's right.
And it's hard to be grounded if you're easily knocked off your game because you have all of these emotions or these situations that you're dealing with that, you know, are human things, things that we have to deal with, but are maybe knocking us off our game or are causing us to swing wildly with our own emotions, or we're dealing with other people's emotions because we're an empath or whatever. The thing with spirit is that there's a lot of spirits out there that will take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll use that to influence you or just lower your vibration by affecting your life in a negative way, which draws more and more negative energies in. So, you know, I start with this intuitive thing as a caution first.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, lots of people are intuitive.
Yes.
More people want to open it up, especially because, and I think these TV shows, you know, all the paranormal shows, right?
Oh, yeah.
Lots of them are starting to have a medium
in
their groups, which wasn't always the case in the beginning,
because
that was taboo.
Yes.
But now you've got the groups that have the medium, and now these mediums have their own shows, and all these, and I think people are thinking, maybe this is how I'm going to get famous.
Yeah, no.
Or I want to be famous, because I want to do this and be famous, or I want people to be in awe of my abilities, even if it's just in my own community.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my gosh, do you know how bad this can mess with you?
Yes.
It can mess up your life.
Yes.
And our life can already mess up our lives just by stuff happening and being in situations and traumas and whatever. And then you add this to it and you think this is going to be a good thing?
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to, if anybody is wanting to share their stories, I'd love to hear, you know, come to the chat room and share if you've had experiences or if you have questions about this too.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a question from Superfan Anita.
Yeah.
You can ask it out loud if you want. She wrote it on a piece of paper.
Because she's being quiet tonight.
She's not going to say it. Okay. So she's asking, why would a person want to just get rid of it? So getting rid of
intuition.
Okay.
Because it's bothersome. I mean, sometimes, you know what I'm saying? It can mess with you.
And mess with you in a way that it could make you feel crazy.
Yes.
Because some of the messages, you don't know where they're coming from or what they mean, because they're not clear like this note you just handed me.
Right.
It's not clear like that. It's crazy pictures. It's a word. It's a sound. It's a feeling. And you don't know in what context it's going to or what it's applying to. So it's just some random something coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And that, when you get that all the time and you don't know what to apply it to, it can make you feel absolutely crazy. Mm-hmm. Also, some people get premonitions.
Mm-hmm.
Premonitions are, they can be a good thing and they can really suck. You know, especially if you see someone get in a car accident.
Yes.
Or you know someone is going to get in an accident. Or 9/11 is going to happen.
Yeah.
And you get, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Because you don't know the details.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so some people, when they have certain things to this extent or these kind of, it's too much. And they're like, I just want to turn it off.
Yeah.
I don't want this right now. And partly because what if you were dealing with a situation, like let's say you're going through a divorce.
Yeah.
Or your child is ill. You know, what if your kid is really sick?
Yeah.
Or you lost your job, or you're going through some major life event that you've got to deal with. And these just, it would be like 100 people all day, every day, trying to get your attention while you're focusing on trying to make sure your kid gets better. And you've got people getting your attention, getting your attention, getting your attention. Just turn it off. Just stop. Like, that's why people would want to turn it off. I mean, those are some reasons. There's, I'm sure, thousands more. Anyway, so does that answer your question? Okay.
Yeah.
So,
because it does make you feel crazy. And I know, you know, my Casey, my daughter, has a lot of, she's very clairvoyant. She's shut it off. I think it drove her nuts.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't do paranormal investigation anymore.
Oh, doesn't she?
Nope. She just, she's done. You know, and I know she was over in Rome earlier this year, and I said, what did you feel? Did you touch those? You know, because she was at the Colosseum, and she went down to, you know, where Mount Vesuvius is. I can't remember what the name, Pompeii.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, did you touch the rocks and feel and figure out and hear things?
She's
nope. And she brought that rock back. And do you remember I handed it to both you and Tim, and we could just feel it vibrating.
Oh yeah,
all the craziness from there. So can you imagine? Yeah, no, she doesn't want anything to do with it anymore. So it is what it is.
Yeah, it's and I don't blame people for shutting it off, because I was at a point in my life that I was either going to shut it off I didn't know what I was going to do. I was thinking of, and sometimes when I was a kid too, like I didn't want to be here anymore.
Yeah,
because it was really hard.
Yeah,
and but then I did get to a point in my life as an adult that I'm like, okay, I'm either going to have to figure out how to shut it off or what is the purpose of it? And it took me a few years to do the pros and cons list and keep weighing it. Like, which way do I go? And the only reason it tipped over into working with it is because I had a couple of experiences that showed me it was something I needed to look at and explore and figure out.
Mm-hmm.
And now I know why, you know, because I'm also able to help people figure it out for themselves, and which I'm grateful to do.
Mm-hmm.
But some people want to just shut it off.
Yeah. And they do.
And they should. And then we've got a couple of questions that I think we could get to.
Yeah, after the break.
After the break.
We're already at the break.
We are.
Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes right here on the Para-X Networks.
...that we have left. We want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X.
It is the secret of the world that all things subsist and do not die, but only retire a little from sight and afterwards return again. Nothing is dead. People find themselves dead and endure the mock funerals and mournful obituaries. And there they stand, looking out the window, sound and well, in some new and strange disguise. This secret must be told to the world, and they must tell it. Because they're not dead, we know this, and we'll prove it. So join Mike and Dave every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central for the Odyssey Files, only on Para-X.
UFOs. Bigfoot. Cryptid.
All this is on the call. You think it's you listening to the words of Paralex.
Nights at midnight on the Staring Into the Abyss radio show. Come, get lost with us.
Welcome back, everybody, to the gathering here on the Para X Network. This is Heidi and Stephanie, and we're here talking about intuition and eating lemon cake. I'm just going to say it. We're eating lemon cake.
It's delicious. And fresh strawberries from Anita's yard. And they're delicious.
Super fan Anita's strawberries, and they're amazing. Mm-hmm. So we were eating on our break. But we're talking about intuition, and I want to make sure we get to more of our questions. We had a question from, I think, Karen asked, how do you know when you're healthy and ready enough to open, you know, and start exploring, which is a good question. One of the things that I struggled with growing up is I was an empath. And so as an empath, I was affected by emotions and energies around me from people and places and things and everything. And so on a daily basis, I would be a roller coaster of emotions. And it was, you know, angry and happy and grieving and shameful and whatever, you name it, and I would probably have felt it in one day and get to the point where by the time I had a day where I didn't have to do anything, I would sleep until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I wouldn't do much and I wouldn't go out. I wouldn't do anything with anyone because I needed to just recharge.
Yes.
And it was horrible. I hated it. And opening to spirit with intention, because that was already a part of it anyway. But if I would have opened to spirit with intention, and I'm already trying to deal with all this other stuff going on, plus my life, I mean, I wasn't managing it well at all. So that was just its own train wreck. And all that, and then I'm going to try and open up to spirit, which will load up a whole bunch of, a whole bunch more issues, problems, information, whatever, emotions. So I had to get myself healthy. I had to get myself back on track. So I really buckled down. I blocked out spirit as best I could because that's one distraction that I'm like, I don't need this right now. I've got to figure out how to, you know, work my job. I mean, I was holding down a job. I was always a good employee, but everything else in my life would just fall apart. I had to focus on, you know, managing my finances and mending relationships in my life and with my family. And, you know, my food and beverage intake was atrocious, and drinking and whatever. I mean, it was just, it was not good. And so those were all things that I had to manage and really just get myself grounded and a healthy lifestyle and not doing anything spiritual in a way of intuitive or even talking with people. I didn't read books about it. I didn't talk with anybody about it. I didn't want to anyway, but I knew that just shutting that all down and focusing on me being a healthy person was what I needed.
Yeah.
And if I can get there, then maybe start opening up to spirit or talking to people or joining groups or whatever, and then see, can I maintain being grounded and centered? If I'm all of a sudden easily knocked off my game again by emotions and intuitive energy coming in, then I'm not ready. Then I back it up, go back to just healthy lifestyle until I'm ready to try it again. So I don't know if you're ever going to know for sure that you're ready, but I think just getting to a place where you feel healthy and you feel, I mean, because being intuitive can take a physical toll on your body.
Yes.
I mean, this stuff can manifest itself physically and really do some damage to your physical body. And we've seen it in the field. There's TV shows.
Absolutely.
People on these TV shows suffer physically because of the work that they do in the paranormal, not to mention if you're intuitive.
Yeah. I mean, we've met many of them at Paracon, right? Mm-hmm. We can tell you right now all the attachments they have and how it's taken a toll on their life and health.
Yeah.
But we won't. But, you know, I mean, it does happen. And I just, it's very unhealthy if you don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, anyway, so that's my answer to that question. Hopefully that makes sense. Karen was the one that asked that. So hopefully that makes sense. We had another, more of a comment, I guess. And Karen said, yeah, if it knocks you off your game, yeah. Yeah, then you should, you know, then you should back off of it, mm-hmm. you know, because mm-hmm. it shouldn't ruin your life.
No.
That's not why we're here, is to let spirit run us.
No.
We're here to live a life and connect with spirit and evolve and learn and grow, but not to be run by spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I think of not doing things that I wanted to do because I couldn't handle the emotions and I couldn't handle the energies. And
yes.
That yeah. is not right.
No. No.
Yeah.
So you need to, yeah, definitely ground yourself and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just, I don't know.
All of a sudden you get really quiet.
It's really good to have a mentor help you, mm-hmm. you know, like,
right.
like, you know, I took your, when I first met you, I took that class, what was it? Intuition classes.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped me a huge amount.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I still fall back on some of that, all of that stuff, actually, mm-hmm. you taught me, you yeah. know, and I've taught others as well, those same things, you know? So yeah. You need to, mm-hmm. have help.
Right. Kat is saying, I thought intuition was knowing something without having any proof, without thinking it over. It's part of it.
Yeah, it is.
You know, when we're talking about intuition, we're also really just talking about the spiritual connection.
Yep.
Which can be an open door for other things.
Yes.
You know, I mean, who is giving you this information? It's not just knowing this stuff.
Well, yeah.
Someone's giving it to you.
Right.
And I have talked to so many people who will swear up and down that they're communicating with their spirit guide, and it is not their spirit guide.
No, it's something else.
Right.
Maybe something dark and confront you.
Yeah, sometimes it is. But it'll start in a way that feels like you're getting good stuff,
mm-hmm.
and it's validated.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things Swanee in the chat room said, it's managing your ego is part of it, and that's a huge part of it. Because when you're dealing with spirits that are up to no good or shady, you know, or just bad, you know, or very wicked, you know, depend, let's get the scale out, and it could be any of them. But if they're not for your highest good, they'll do things to give you enough that if you share it, it'll, you, because you're looking for that ego stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And they know this.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll feed you correct information,
mm-hmm.
and enough of it so that you will be telling people to get those oohs and ahs from people.
Yeah.
And it's welcoming those negative spirits in to perpetuate that cycle and give them more of a foothold,
mm-hmm.
Into your world.
Exactly.
Your spirit guides and beings that are here for unconditional love and your highest good won't do that.
Right.
They won't give you information just to make you look good to others and stroke your ego and whatever. That's not what they're going to do.
Yep.
So it's the intuition piece. Yeah, it's getting that information, but it's also, where is it coming from?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know who to trust?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not grounded and centered, your radar, you know, and why you're using this in the first place may not be
exactly sharp. It's out of control.
Mm-hmm. Right. I feel like I'm doing a lot of talking.
That's okay. You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you.
So Cater is saying it's the power of positive thinking, which is true. It is true. But mm-hmm. it's also grounding. So let's talk. Heidi, how can someone ground themselves who is intuitive?
Mm-hmm.
An easy thing to do.
Well, again, some of the things that I teach in my classes, it's all about connecting with your physical body,
mm-hmm.
and focusing on your physical body. That's grounded. We're connecting with Mother Earth energy.
Mm-hmm.
Our physical body comes from Mother Earth. It goes back to Mother Earth. You know, this is a physical, you know, tangible thing, I mean, so to mm-hmm. speak, and so is Mother Earth. So mm-hmm. here's this grounded energy. It's focusing on your physical body.
Mm-hmm.
When we're working in the spirit realm, we're working outside of our body. We're connecting outside. So we really want to come back in. So things that bring us back into our bodies. Some of the things that I did that are easy to do, and you can do them for free. Like, I'm not saying you go out and spend a ton of money, and but do things that keep you in your physical body. Physical activities, you know, grounding, it, obvious thing is gardening. You know, you can go out and garden.
Exactly, or walk in the yard barefooted.
Yeah.
So that your feet are on Mother Earth.
Dig in the earth. Yes. Connect with Mother Earth.
Yes.
Do not drag your cell phone out there.
No.
And sit on your cell phone.
Just go out there and put your hands in the dirt and get your fingernails filthy and your toenails too. And it's good for you.
Technology takes us out of our body.
Yes.
It puts us into electricity, electronics. It takes us out of our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
That is not grounding. When I talk to people who are reading and reading up on spiritual or whatever, and you know, even using a book instead of an ebook is more helpful.
Yeah, I much prefer a paper book.
Right, because it's that tangible thing.
Yes, yes. But I must say it's very easy to get it on your tablet when you're out of something to read. It's very easy to go to the Amazon bookstore and just, you know, it's right there.
Or people looking up things on YouTube and getting information online and videos and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing against those, but on a consistent basis, or it's not going to ground you. It's not going to help you.
No.
Cooking, you know, working with vegetables and food and preparing a meal can be very grounding. You know, if you're doing it in a planful way, if you're trying to slap something together because everybody's hungry and you're starving and they're crying to get fed or whatever, okay, that's probably not going to be helpful. But a planful meal, and you can cook and use vegetables and prepare a meal.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be in a sports team, and we would exercise to the point of absolute physical exhaustion. Like, the weight of your body was so heavy, I couldn't get outside of my body if I wanted to.
So you were very grounded in all that exercise.
I'd go home and I would just fall into bed.
Yeah.
I was so exhausted.
Yeah.
I couldn't astral travel. No one could get in because they couldn't get through the fog of just tiredness. I was so tired, and my body was just aching, but in a good, like, I worked out kind of way. A brisk, happy walk, not always grounding. That can take you out of your body. This is physical.
You need to get out there and work in the dirt. Or like what you said, you know what I mean? But, or, you know, even if you need a quick grounding, go to your favorite tree and hug it. I mean, I do that all the time. Heidi will tell you.
Yes, you do.
I love trees. I love, you know, they're sentient beings and there's tree spirits. And every time I see a tree, you know, I know that we were just on an investigation a couple weeks ago in Iowa, and there I was hugging the tree, and there was Katie with her camera clicking pictures of stuff hugging the tree again. But it's a very quick way of kind of grounding yourself as well. But yeah, there's nothing beats having your hands in the dirt, I gotta say. And Cater is saying, you know, maybe that's why farmers are always grounded and sensible. Absolutely.
Maybe. Yeah.
Absolutely. Because they're always, their living is on the land.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Mother Earth.
And I would say, I won't generalize and say all farmers are grounded, but I would assume a lot of them are.
Yes.
You know, but, you know, because, you're doing this.
And they're just more easygoing, aren't they? They're more easygoing and more relaxed and just, you know.
Well, I would assume most of them aren't on a schedule. iPhone every day.
Right, exactly.
On technology. They don't sit at a computer all day. They're at their equipment outside or whatever. They're animals.
Yes.
So, anyway. Yes. A couple of other
Karen had said something back when we were talking about, you know, whether it's really a spirit guide or something dark and negative. So what she said was, so evaluate the source by whether it strokes the ego. I guess that might be a good way to tell if it's something bad or something that's good.
And that's tricky too, because stroking the ego, I mean, someone can tell you you're good at something, and it could be just because you're good at something.
Right.
And that's not stroking your ego.
No.
But to put you ahead of someone else, you know, your spirit guides aren't going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if you're good at something or not. I mean, you're still the same as everybody else.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
When it comes to being, you know, we're all in the same place, I guess. But when they're, you know, spirit's trying to put you ahead of someone else, trying to, you know, give you information that, you know, we're always looking for information when we're talking with our spirit guides that's for our highest good.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean it's what we want to hear, but it's what is. And so spirit guides aren't going to, they're not going to mess around with the stuff that is outside of what really matters.
Right.
You know, and so I don't know. You just have to be really discerning. And it's hard when ego starts sneaking in, because we can start making good excuses as to why something is legit when it's not.
Right.
So.
Yes. Because we want it to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So Swanee's asking, are we seeing an increase in intuitives due to an increase in vibrations and frequencies?
I think so.
Yeah, I do too.
Mm-hmm. And I think too that it's becoming more accepted again. You know, it goes in waves over the course of centuries where, you know, it's accepted, then it has to go underground, and then it's accepted. And I think we're getting to a place where it's more accepted again. And so it's okay to talk about it. So I don't know. I think we are increasing our sensitivities, but I don't know if it's that. It feels like it's more obvious, but I wonder if it's because people aren't having to hide it as much.
Yes, exactly. That's what I think, too.
This has always been
And we've talked about that, I think, ever since we've been on the radio, how we're coming, you know, it's coming back into that time now where it's cool to learn all this stuff and all this metaphysical. And
I mean, not everyone thinks it's cool.
No.
There are still people that are
But it's widely accepted, though.
Much
you
more.
Know, where, you know, when I was a kid, you know, that was, you know, we were really out there, you know. So, yeah, because like I always say, you know, my whole family was intuitives, and my aunts talked about talking to the ghosts in the attic, you know, and it was common conversation in our family, but boy, you would never hear that outside of the family house, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, for sure.
So there's a couple of questions here that Kat has, and I'm trying to follow them to make sure that we get these answered. She's asking, do very few people know when someone's intentions are bad when they're flattered? And then she says, because I see people getting fawned over, flattered, and they act like they have no clue. And so are you talking, Kat, maybe you need to clarify, or I'm sorry if I'm not catching this, but you're talking about people that are intuitive or sensitive. Are you asking, do most of them not know when they're dealing with something, you know, maybe that's good or not good? I want to make sure I'm answering your questions correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least my opinion anyway. So and she's asking again, do people do say nice things and they do mean it. Is it hard for most people to tell the difference? Well, I guess they're not much different than spirit. But when we're connecting with spirit, with the spirits that we want to connect to, or the ones that are there to help us and for our highest good, it's our spirit guides. And they're just going to work with us in a way that is for our highest good. And again, that's not always what we want to hear. It's what we need to hear and what needs to be done, not necessarily what we want to do. But they're good to us, and they're nice to us, and they're not just going to keep beating you up. I mean, they're not going to beat you up anyway. But they're not going to just tell you you're the best and you're better than other people, and you have gifts that other people don't. And they're not going to sit and do that with you on a consistent basis. And I don't know if I'm answering your questions correctly, Kat, so you can clarify anyway. That would be if I'm not answering it correctly.
Well, then she's saying something about people in general, and do they just have zero ability to sense others' intent?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, I think people can sense. Most people can sense.
I think so.
Whether they listen or not,
right?
I don't know if that's really what we. Because
oblivious. I agree with Karen, but I think most of us know, like, if somebody's a good person or a bad person, or what is this person going to try to kill me?
Or you're getting some kind of feeling. It may not be connecting in a mental way where you have a mental understanding of what's happening, but everybody's sensitive to a degree, some degree. So I would imagine that energetically you know what's on the up and up and what's a manipulation or stroking your ego. You know, whether you acknowledge it or recognize it, I don't know. That's probably a different show. So that's where I would say on that one.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But, it's interesting stuff. And what I have a hard time with is when people are wanting to open up that aren't ready. They're not, I mean, they really are struggling, and they continue to work in the spirit realm, either for themselves or helping others. And it's just, there's so much struggle and there's so much, it's so hard. And I'm like, what are you doing? You're making it 1,000 times harder by continuing on a path that you don't need to be on. Just get yourself in line first. And, you know, if someone is coming to you asking for help and in the spirit realm and you want to help them, but their life is not, you know, they need to get healthy first. Well, shame on you.
Yeah.
For not getting them on track, like saying, you know what, you can wait. And I've told that to so many people, like, don't do this right now. Get your life healthy first. Then you can open up the door.
Exactly. Being human is hard. Yes,
it is hard.
Life is hard.
And that's why the spirit thing can make it even harder. You know, life can already be hard.
Maybe they're just so in need of having someone else tell them nice things, they're willing to hear it at any cost, which is what Kat says. And yeah, that's true.
That's true.
That is true. Karen is saying it's easier to rest in the spirit realm. Yes. Life is hard. Death is easy. Isn't that what we've all heard?
Well, yeah. But that's why we're here. We're here to... It's going to be hard. I mean, but that's where we get these big lessons. And, yeah, that's where we have to keep reminding ourselves, stay here, stay present, and spirit will always be there. Spirit will wait. They'll be around next time.
They got nothing else going on, right? They're there for us always.
Your lessons are here, and the spirit stuff is going to wait for you. So whether it's later in this lifetime or the next lifetime or whatever, doesn't matter.
And I think your spirit guides are with you no matter what lifetime you're in, am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Always with you. No matter if it's now or in 200 years and you're back as somebody else.
Yeah. I mean, your spirit guides, and I think they might change to some degree, but most, you know, you're going to have your core group for a while, at least. I mean, they're not just a one lifetime kind of deal for the most part. So, anyway,
exactly.
But interesting stuff, right?
Yeah, I love the comments. This is great.
Yeah, and I mean, we could probably talk for another 2 hours on this topic.
Absolutely.
So I think, you know, maybe we'll do this again.
And,
you know, but I do want to, you know, put it out there again. If you have any situations that you want to share with us, you know, you can send them to us outside of the show and we can talk about them on the air too. You know, if you have something that you weren't able to share tonight, we can do that.
Yes. So please, if you have ideas for shows, that's great. We're working on getting a lineup of guests as well. If there's anybody you'd like to see on our show that you think would be a good fit in that realm, also let us know. We've been kind of lax on that. But, you know, we're doing really good not having guests, I got to say. For a while,
well,
we have
all sorts to talk about.
We do have, because we've had guests so much, right? And we've had guests and live events and this, that, and the other thing. And so we haven't really had a chance to just talk. So it's been fun.
It has.
Karen is saying she'd like to know how to tune into intuition.
Oh, gosh.
That is a whole other show.
That is another show. But it's a good topic.
It's a good topic. Absolutely.
Maybe we could do that in one of our upcoming shows.
Yes.
We are going to be off in 2 weeks, right?
For
the holiday.
For the 4th of July holiday.
So just an FYI, we'll put an ad out there so nobody wonders where we are. Because I know when we were running some reruns before, people were freaking out.
Yeah.
So we'll run an ad. And
I think we have a good one coming. I don't remember what one we decided to rerun, but it's a good one. Whatever it is, I don't remember right now. I'm just thinking about something. We had a whole show about time travel. When I was down at the schoolhouse down in Iowa, the caretaker there was telling me that one of the famous ghost hunters was there. And there for quite, I think it was Tenny, is that his name? I can't remember what his name is. But there's a shadow figure that always appears to this caretaker. And he doesn't scare him at all. And he's about as tall as him and this, that, and the other thing. And so this ghost hunter said to him, he has it. What if it's you in the future and you've died and you're time traveling back to now to check in on you?
Cool.
It's kind of mind-boggling, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think it's awesome, though.
It's your dead self coming to look at you. Or, I mean, you know, your spirit.
Technically, it would be your spirit self.
Right.
Not your dead self.
Well, yeah, I know. I said it wrong. But, no, but okay. Isn't that an interesting theory?
Yeah, I think it's cool.
Yeah, because he said he's not afraid of them. Everybody else is.
What if it's you from another dimension? What if it's another dimensional you?
Right.
There's a show out there now that has, it's like two dimensions, and somehow they ripped open a doorway that between, and so this guy can go back and forth.
Oh.
Because the one life is going, and then he has this other life in another dimension. Yeah, it's crazy. So what if it's his self in a different dimension that can come through?
Yeah, time traveler, shadow person. Well, that was the idea. So this caretaker, and there's many people have seen this shadow person and shadow figure that they feel is a spirit or whatever. We didn't see it when we were there. But he said that he often appears to him, to this caretaker, and then he's about the same size as him. He's a really big guy. He's never afraid of him, though, you know. And so this was the theory that maybe it's him in the future and he's passed on, and this is his spirit coming back to be in the place that he loved the best and say hello. It's very interesting. It's kind of cool. It's mind-boggling and one of those things that make my mouth drop to the floor.
Well, and Kat's saying maybe it's a future self can dream and contact a
maybe,
older self.
Maybe.
There's all sorts of options here.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes, Gator's talking about that Philadelphia experiment. We do have to have another whole show about time travel because we said we would do a little more research.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Ghost Dance has, so much information on that. That he'll share with us. Maybe he can even be, you know, a guest on the show because he's just really into cool. This stuff. And he was telling me all this stuff to read, but
awesome.
You know, I know we're running out of time again.
Yes, we are. So we got to get going, but thanks everybody for tuning in tonight.
Yes.
And all the comments and all the people in the chat room. It was really fun.
Yes, absolutely.
And we'll be here next week. Both of us again next week.
Yes.
On the Para X network here with the Gathering. Tuesday night show,
mm-hmm.
And it was fun.
Yeah, it was very fun. So thanks for the questions, suggestions, this, that, and all of that. And to our loyal listeners, we will be back next week.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks. Have a good weekend. I mean, week.